Blog Talk Radio. can't depend on my own strength. I can't depend on my own might. I can't depend on me. That's right, just keep singing it. Just keep singing it.
Whoa. God is a very present help in the time of trouble.
Sing it. Let the enemy know that you know that God is. Come on, somebody, sing it like you mean it. Blessing, blessing. As you start to say it, as you start to sing it, let your faith reach out and say,
amen, amen. That was Fred Hammond, and God is our refuge. Amen, amen. Amen. We just want to say good morning to the Holy Spirit, the Son, and the Father, or the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the three in one, one in three, the heavenly triune of this universe. And we just give thanks and honor to God and to His glorious Son and our heavenly host this morning for allowing us to wake up this morning to see another day that was not even promised to us. Glory to God. And, you know, I for one have the pleasure of giving God thank you for what happened yesterday or what did not happen yesterday. So whatever you're thankful for, give God glory, give him praise, give him honor, for he's worthy to be praised. And, you know, it's just amazing how God can work through me of what not to do or what not to say or what not to think because of the trials that I'm dealing with right now through issues that my current employment and issues with other people at my job. But, you know, God is good anyway. God is on the throne. He is still wonderfully and greatly to be praised. And no matter what I've been hearing or been exposed to, I'm going to give God the praise anyhow. Well, today is a new day. Today is the first day in a long time that I have started my prayer line. I have been giving advertisements through my Black Planet page and my LinkedIn page and my Instagram page that if anyone needs prayer, they can email us at speakyourmindnow@yahoo.com. That's speakyourmindnow@yahoo.com. Or they can go to the actual prayer line itself, which is, I can remember the number real quick, but it'll come to me in a minute. But we give God the praise anyhow. We give God the glory. And nothing can stop that. Nothing can stop that. So I just give him praise and thanks and honor and all that good stuff to him. Because it could be another day that, you know, we just still need to see. or can't see, as a matter of fact, because we are not promised tomorrow. So, just one second. Just one second. Okay. The prayer line number is 612-547-8714. Every call is 612-547-8714. You can call or text that number and leave us your prayer requests or even your testimonies, and we will gladly put them on the air. But today is a new day. Today is a brand new day, and God has given me the opportunity one more time to speak a word to his people and to give him honor and glory at the same time. Well, today we're going to look at Luke chapter 22. We're going to just take one verse, and the verse will be taken from number 42. I am reading from the NIV. And the word says, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. Now, we just give you the praise and thank you right now for giving us the opportunity to speak to you today. God, we know that we have issues and trials and tribulations that we cannot by ourselves handle. We give you the praise and give you the honor to go before you, God, and tell you, God, that we cannot handle this by ourselves. We can't do this alone because we're not you, God. We don't know how to handle the situations that we are going through, Lord. Your word says that we should cast all our cares, not some, but not a little bit, not just half, but all our cares upon you, God. Why? Because you care for us. And God, we just know that you have a way out of no way. You already made our decisions on our behalf to fix whatever we are going through. Not fix, God, but destroy the yoke, God, because whatever can be fixed can be broken again. But we ask you, God, to destroy whatever is on our mind. Destroy the evilness that Satan has planned up against us. The nonsense that the devil himself has put into people to give us grief and to give us just high blood pressure issues, headache issues, being of a stressful situations, God. We thank you right now for what you're about to do, God. But most importantly, God, we thank you for what you are doing. And even more important than that, God, we thank you for who you are. God, we love and we praise you for that because no matter what we go through, you are still God. And you are God by yourself. We thank you for your sending your son, Jesus, to die on a cross just yesterday over 2,000 years ago, God. Because, God, it's not about having an Easter bunny or having an Easter egg, God, that's another way of saying that pagan is the holiday, because the true Christians, God, your true children of God, know what the real meaning of Resurrection Day is. God, I don't even like to say Easter myself, God. I say Happy Resurrection Day. Even better than that, Joyous Resurrection Day, because you got up on this Sunday, God. All power in your hand, God. And we just thank you right now for those who are truly mighty glued to your word, that we have the opportunity to tell somebody else that he is risen, that he is the only son that can get up from your power, God, and to say that whatever you have for us to do, we shall do it, Lord. God, give us the strength to go before others who not know your son, in the power and the pardon of their sins, God, to let them know that there is a true and reality in serving a true and living God. No matter what they go through, they don't have to go through it by themselves, Lord. Because, God, you died for us. And we honor that in all respect, God, that you gave your blood for us. You shed water for us. You wore a crown of thorns for us. You were beaten beyond recognizable recognition, God, for us. And we thank you, we praise you, honor you, we glorify you. Because it is not our will, Lord. It is yours. No matter what we ask for, God, you know the best for us. Because you saw the best in me, saw the best in us. And God, we just thank you right now for what you are doing in our lives. Thank you for allowing us to rise up one more day, God, day that we have not been promised, God, to give us your finger of love to touch us and to say good morning, Lord, to you, Father God. God, we just ask you right now to go with us on our day's journey, to be with us as we travel down the dangerous highways and byways, and give us the guard, the hedge, to protect us and to protect us from other people who want to do harm to us, Lord. God, we just thank you right now for the person who we will come in contact with, God, and to put a smile on our face and say, you know what, I thank God for you that you are still alive. God, we just love you right now for the honor that you have given us to just even have to breathe on our own without even machines, God, to have us to walk on our own without having any other walking apparatus, God, to help us, God, and to live out what you called us to do. God, we honor and we praise you. And God, if you say the same thing for the next time, God, to give you glory, God, we thank you right now in advance because your word never lies. Your word is never false. You are the only God that can be trusted. You are the only God. Because we don't serve a false God. We serve a true, living, and risen God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.